We go and grab a quick bite.
We watch a movie, then fight.
We're the Fast Food Film Friends.
You're listening to Fast Food Film Friends, the podcast that spends entirely too much time talking about things that barely need to be talked about, especially this episode, the Summer Movie Wager.
That is right. The summer movie season is upon us, which means it's time for our Summer Movie Wager, the annual competition in which we try to guess the top 10 movies at the box office, only to soon find out that we have no idea what we are talking about.
Speak for yourself.
That's correct. We're joined, as always, for this Summer Movie Wager episode by our lovely friends and wives for some of us. On the farthest eastern point in the U.S., we have Mr. Troy Tarantino joining us.
And current reigning champion of some Movie Wager.
Fuck you, Troy. By 1 point, and it was all bullshit. I hate this already. Nathan and me are here, obviously. To my right, he's freshly back from Bali. He's tan and freckled. He's looking healthy. He's eating healthy. He's feeling good. But not after this conversation, because I don't think he's going to have a good list. It's Bill...
Are we doing
last names? Wow. I thought I might get in trouble at work for wagering on things if I put his last name in this. So we're going
to
leave it out.
We don't want that. we prefer to dox all of our guests.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. And to Nathan's left, my right, and Bill's right, it's Taylor!
Are you going to say something cool about
me?
Or?
No.
Okay, great.
Taylor has far and away put the most time and research into this. Taylor?
No.
Did you drive entirely across town to get a computer of notes today?
Perhaps. Okay. I did.
How many pages of notes do you have?
Just two.
Okay.
I'm on a blue beam this time. Getting
what?
Crazy. Do you know what blue beam is?
No.
Oh, that says it all.
That's why you've never won.
God. Yeah. Fuck. God, I was so close last year.
Is he the only one?
So close.
I want to say that one of these years you might win. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen.
This year, I literally did my research 15 minutes ago.
And how has that worked out for you historically?
Last year, I almost won. And it was pretty similar approach. So I thought, let's not change anything.
You know,
let's give myself less time.
You know who else almost won? Al Gore.
Yeah. And we still talk about him today. Still relevant. but I don't feel great about my list this year. But I don't think anyone's going to feel great about their list this year. The movies are very weird. It's a kid-heavy summer, it seems like, which is going to throw a wrench into things. I looked at the list. I put like 12, 13 kind of in a row of like, these could all be up there. And then I looked at them and I was like, I have no idea other than like one, I think, is going to be a standout. But I hate this list. I did not enjoy those 15 minutes whatsoever.
So if you at home have not listened to a Summer Movie Wager episode before, each of us here are trying to guess the top 10 grossing movies at the domestic box office. That means in the US and Canada, all throughout this year's summer season. This game is not about which movies we like. It's about which movies make money. And for this year's wager, the season starts on May 2nd, which is the release day of The Fall Guy, next weekend, and goes through Labor Day, September 2nd. Any movie release in that time frame is eligible to be picked, and we only count the money that's made within that time frame. Mm-hmm. Kevin, why don't you remind the audience how the points are tallied?
The scoring system is absurdly complex. I think they could really streamline it, because every year I hate running through this, because inevitably I trip up on some point. It's like seven bullet points from hell. It just are so similar to each other. So guessing the top movie that's number one or the bottom movie that's number 10 dead on gets you 13 points apiece. For each other spot, 2 through 9, you get 10 points apiece for correctly guessing the spot. You get 7 points if your pick was only one position away from where you ranked it. 5 points if it was two spots away from where you ranked it. 3 points if your pick is anywhere in the top 10. And in addition to our top 10s, we also submit 3 dark horses. Each dark horse that makes it into the top 10 earns you 1 point. The scoring is tabulated so that the single highest point value for the movie is what you get. You can't get like a 10 and a 13 for picking number 1 correctly, or you know, a 7 and a 10, whatever the hell it might be. But yeah, that's it. Real easy.
Great job,
beautiful.
Honestly.
Nailed it.
Last year, our point totals were what many are calling a historic low. Will we do better this year? We're going to find out at the end of the summer when we all gather around this microphone to look back on how right or wrong we were. And we'll crown this year's champion. Now, as is tradition, that champion will earn more than just eternal glory.
Mm-hmm.
They'll also get to make all of us losers watch a movie and eat a food of the winner's choosing.
Mm.
In years past, we've had to watch movies like Valley Girl, Nothing But Trouble,
God,
Mission Impossible 2, The Punisher.
Ooh.
The common thread being movies that have aged terribly.
I think The Punisher tracks and held up pretty well. But.
Now, Troy, as the reigning champ, I want to ask you, are you ready to pass the belt to someone else, or do you think you're going to hold on to it for another year?
I think it might. I might have a good chance of holding on to it the way I kind of picked the movies.
There's no way Troy wins. I'll bet right now, one giant hams, Troy does not win. I'm betting against Troy. Does anyone want to take me up on that?
Troy, do you take that bet?
I mean, you can. What are you going to bet me?
I bet that you don't win. One giant beer.
Sure, okay. And I bet you don't win.
Oh.
I mean, I would be insane to take Troy over the field when I'm in the field.
I agree. Yeah, Troy, I'll take that bet.
I did a lot of thought preparation for these choices, so
okay.
Did a lot of homework and research.
All right, Troy's not going to win one beer.
See, Troy might have done more research than me this time.
It's absurd that you guys do research. It's absolutely
Kevin,
absurd.
Kevin, you did research too, but yours was only 15 minutes.
All my research was what movies are coming out this summer. That's what I mean by research.
I tried to do enough research so I wouldn't sound like a total idiot.
Okay. I can't wait. I can't wait to call out everything wrong.
So, Kevin, your release, the last week of August is probably your number one choice for a film.
No.
So, research.
Kevin, you mentioned absolute lack of confidence about your list this year. Yeah. I'm also feeling very shaky about mine. What do we... Bill, how are you feeling?
What's going on in Hollywood this year?
I don't know.
Like, was there...
It's a...
Why?
Here's what's happening. We're at this weird impasse of strike hangover from last year, because mm-hmm. the actor strike and the writer strike, we're still feeling the effects of that. There's a lot of things that were supposed to come out this summer. They're not coming out in the fall and next year. But also, I think there's just certain series that... There's kind of lulls in like different franchises where we're left with what I'm personally really excited about a lot of movies this summer.
Yeah.
But I really wonder if the masses are.
I don't think they are. I mean, a couple of these I think people will be excited about, but most of these are not that exciting. And even though I think a lot of them are being marketed as like, oh, the newest installment of XYZ, buckle up. But like, I don't think so.
Taylor, where's the confidence level going into this?
You know... I am not confident at all, but I did some research, and I'm backing that up with my heart this
year.
Wow,
heart and research.
So I'm changing up my strategy, feeling good about the strategy, not feeling great about the end result. But, you know, maybe we'll come out on top.
So did you do like a research-driven top 10, and then you went back and looked at it with your heart and
That's
said,
exactly
I think...
what I did.
I like that approach.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's going to do well for you.
I think when I won, reminder, I won once. that was my strategy, sort of, then.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to bring that back and pull out a win.
Yeah. You've won.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who hasn't won.
That's yeah. Fair. Let's say that again. What?
I am the only one who has not won. Me and Bill are not downing a bottle of whiskey this episode, so I'm going to be very, very level-headed. Very calm.
You will admit your faults for the first time.
Yeah.
I took the same approach. I went pure numbers and then made radical changes from there.
Yeah.
Because last year I introduced this idea of the pre-mortem, where before the summer, we look back, we kind of imagine ourselves looking back at the summer and think to ourselves, okay, we did bad. Why did we do bad? How do we rationalize those failures? And I really tried to get into that space of like, this movie that just feels like it should be a big deal.
Yeah.
I can already hear us saying in 4 months, actually, no one cared about it.
Yep.
And I'm just...
That's what I'm worried about. Mm-hmm.
But there's no way to guess those things rationally.
But I feel like that's every movie this summer falls into that category. Like, I feel like all of these movies are being marketed or like... I feel like all these movies are supposed to be blockbusters, but there's one I'm excited about. And that's pretty much it. And I feel like most people are going to have one.
There's no true tentpoles of the season at all.
No.
Really. It's all just kind of... It could come out at any time of the year, in my opinion.
Now, to any listeners that want to play along with us, as if you could beat us,
good luck.
You can try at thesummermoviewager.com. You'll be able to compare your list to ours at the end of the season. Before we start running down our list, let us bless this table with some food.
Oh my God.
And not just any food, dessert.
Ugh.
Ooh.
This year, we're kicking things off with Pizza Hut's chocolate donut bites.
Ugh.
From PizzaHut.com, these chocolate donut bites are warm, chocolatey cake donut bites stuffed with a decadent chocolate filling and tossed in sugar.
God,
Stuffed and toss is how he wants day to go.
This is going
to
be such a shock to Bill's system. Clean eating. This is going to absolutely
destroy. He's going to have a diabetic coma.
You're going to get to number 7. He's just going to be dead.
He's going to be bouncing off the walls.
Don't get crap.
Let's take a look.
Oh, ooh. Oh. They look like little cinnamon pillows.
Cinnamon pillows.
These look nice for a Pizza Hut dessert. I would expect them to be like thrown around.
Too uniform.
I don't like the look of them at all. I think they look very strange and salty.
That is also known as sugar.
Yeah, but doesn't look like it though.
It's someone's calling a name. Oddly, like the fair. These are warm.
Same warm.
It smells like fried
dough.
Mm. Tummy ache inducing
funnel cake.
Yeah, chocolatized funny cakes.
Yeah. All right, are we going to eat these fucking things or just keep them in by our mouth?
Cheers.
Cheers,
guys.
Cheers. Cheers, Trek.
How do we feel about the texture of the innards?
I don't like anything about that. That was too dry, not flavorful.
You know, you thought the inside was dry also?
I put it all in my mouth at once. You guys, sucked it out, I feel like, so you got a much more intimate experience with the sauce.
Phil's shaking his head.
It was not right. Yeah. It was soft on the inside in like a chocolate syrup kind of consistency.
Mm. Hear me out.
I'm just shaking my head.
Yeah. It was like an undercooked, maybe potentially hazardous brownie.
On the inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the outside was like a overcooked, bland,
yeah,
forgot to add sugar brownie.
Right. Mm. Well, okay.
As somebody with a sweet tooth, Nathan, how did you feel about...
Well, the inside looks like this, like, rich, chocolatey... Like, you're expecting it to have, like, just be bursting in flavor.
Yeah.
And there's almost no flavor on the inside. And it's really just that texture. I think that's why you focus on the texture, is because there's just not much taste to distract you. So you're like, man, this really is... It's almost like a pudding-like texture on the inside.
Definitely was not bursting in flavor, as Nathan likes to say. Not for me. Pass.
If you don't love a super rich, dark, chocolatey taste, then it's fine.
I love a super rich, dark, chocolatey taste.
I don't.
So you like the
more. I hate it.
Okay. So you found this to be like an enjoyably subtle chocolatey flavor.
I don't know that I would use the word enjoyably subtle. I would just say it was a subtle flavor that I could potentially enjoy, but didn't.
Troy, what do you think?
It tastes very artificial, and it also, it's almost like a medicine bottle. Mine was very medicine.
What just kind of medicine?
Like it had like a faux taste of chocolate, and then more like a silicone-y taste.
Yeah, just, no.
I'd have rather had a spoonful of Diamond Tap grape.
Diamond Tap? Diamond Tap?
You ever have that?
Diamond Tap.
What is that?
It's like children's cough medicine. It tastes amazing.
Yeah, like chocolate NyQuil.
Yeah, that... Troy, I don't know where you're getting
one of the bright spots of being sick as a kid was getting to have that.
Well, what if you could have this instead?
Pass.
I think child I'll Bill stay healthy. May go for the brownie, but adult Bill is going to pick the Diamond Tap every time.
It's always weird when something is dusted in sugar, but doesn't really seem to taste that sweet.
It's like a savory chocolate.
Yeah, you expect it to be sweeter than it is based on the way it looks and the sugar, but you don't get any of that.
Okay, can you get him out of here? I'm sick of looking at him. I don't. No.
Take seconds?
No.
I think about it.
They also look like they've been drying for a couple days.
Yeah. They do.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to save these for an end of summer bet.
Yeah.
I bet they don't look any different.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So before we get started, a reminder for our listeners, for all of us, when we talk about these movies, you know, we may talk about general plot and casting and the kind of stuff you'd see in a trailer. We're not going to spoil things per se, but if you're listening and you don't want to hear anything about a particular movie, just skip ahead while we talk about it. Without further ado, Kevin, want to do us the honors? What is your number one guess for this year's summer?
I feel pretty confident all our answers will be the same for this one, and this is really the only one I feel confident in terms of its position on my list. I do think that I had the correct 10 films for my top 10, but I don't feel like I had them in the right order. Other than this one, my number one, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Troy, what is yours?
The same, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Taylor, what's yours?
Mine is Inside Out, too.
No fucking way. Taylor's toast. All right.
Before we proceed, Bill, what's yours?
I had Deadpool and Wolverine.
Mine is, as a friend of mine once said, I believe that everyone has, quote, a little minion in them. Mine is Despicable Me 4.
You, guys, there's 6 other kids' movies coming out this summer. They're not going to take them to all of them.
Okay. 3 of the 5 have chosen Deadpool and Wolverine. Why?
Obvious right answer.
Obvious correct answer, yeah. I think it's Deadpool always does well. Bringing Wolverine in just has those fans even more excited. It's really the only Marvel movie coming out in the summer.
It's the only one all year.
So I think it's just going to do insane numbers. And I think for people who didn't put it, maybe like a husband and wife who are apparently lost in the woods, you're wrong, and it's not going to pay dividends for you.
I put it because early buzz around the movie and who's involved with it and what it's, you know, whether it's a sequel to the original. Mm-hmm. And also the times coming out at the end of July. Last year we had Barbie and Oppenheimer around the same time. So just based on what movies were releasing, I thought that would be a good gauge to use. And that's why I put it as number one.
I like it.
I don't think we've seen a children's movie crack maybe top 3, but not top 2.
Yeah.
Since I've been doing this with you guys.
Yeah. Right?
Like animated children's movie. Maybe, I mean, this could be the year with, like, the lineup that we've got, but I wasn't willing to risk it.
I don't think so either. When I had my list, I, like, literally put all the kids' ones in the bottom 5 right away.
Like, I'm thinking, like, Toy Story, Minions.
Yeah.
There's been, like, other Pixar, like, those kinds of movies, and I can't think of one that's done that well.
Mm-hmm. Before we get to those animated picks, just purely going off numbers, do you guys think that Deadpool and Wolverine will make more than either previous Deadpool movies?
Yeah, I do. I think Wolverine is going to...
For sure. You're getting 2 superheroes for the price of 1.
Yeah.
Explain that Venn diagram to me. Isn't that just a circle?
I don't think it is, because Deadpool, I think a lot of like the... Well, maybe, I don't know how nerdy people get in this level, but I feel like a lot of people didn't acknowledge Deadpool as like a real superhero, and I feel like brushed him off. Like, he's obviously... There's a crowd who loves Deadpool, and I think there's the obvious diehard Marvel people. I think there's a kind of a separation there, though. Just because Deadpool's kind of like the naughty cool kid, you know? So I don't know. I think it just brings a little more legitimacy to him, and people who may not have seen a Deadpool movie, like X-Men fans who don't like gross, raunchy shit, might be like, yeah, we can give this a chance because Wolverine's it.
I want you guys to guess. What do you think is the last year that an R-rated movie topped the summer?
Last year.
What was last year?
That was Barbie. It was an R.
Oh. I was thinking Oppenheimer.
Just give me a guess. Give me a year.
2020.
Bill, what's your guess?
2020?
I don't fucking know.
There weren't any movies that summer.
Oh, yeah. that's why the R-rated ones went so well.
Oh, I'm trying to think of all the years that I've been doing this. Yeah, I can't think of it. I'm going to guess maybe like 2016.
Troy, what's your guess?
2010.
1991.
Ah.
Terminator 2.
Well.
That was rated R?
We're due.
Yes, it was.
We're due. I think Oppenheimer showed that the R rating can still do big numbers. Like, I don't think that's a deterrent for people.
Now, we've talked in the last couple of years of doing this game about superhero genre fatigue.
Yeah.
And I think what we've seen in recent years is now, for a long time there, if it was a superhero movie, it was successful.
Yeah.
Everything was a hit.
Yeah.
And now in the last couple of years, there are some hits, there are some that do fine, and there are some big failures. Mm-hmm. And so nothing is guaranteed in the genre. Do you think that Deadpool is immune to this? And that even the people who haven't seen a Marvel movie in a year or two are just going to rush out and see this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
100%. 100%. It's not your normal superhero. It's not the same cheesy shit. Like, it's...
Yeah, it's not like the true Marvel Cinematic Universe film. It's more like on the fringe.
Yeah.
Because, like, the X-Men characters and the Deadpool character aren't really included in that, even though it is a Marvel...
Yeah.
It's under that umbrella. But I just think they're not... It's not in that group of, like, the Avengers. So I think it's kind of its own thing.
I also think people are excited to see how they're going to interact with those, you know, core Marvel people and how they're going to make fun of them and, like... get them involved in kind of that Deadpool comedy and just style in general. So I think it's like an experiment that people want to see, and that just adds more reason to why it should be number one on all of our lists.
Taylor, what is your relationship with Deadpool?
It is extremely limited. And watching the trailer for this movie did nothing for me, so...
Yeah.
Have any of you seen the trailers?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I did.
Are you excited to see it? Just like, I'm genuinely, I'm curious.
Yeah, I think Ryan Reynolds plays him really well.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to see just another chapter in that story.
Mm-hmm. The first, there's two trailers. The first is pretty much just about Deadpool, and then it kind of teases Wolverine at the end. Mm-hmm. This new trailer is all about Wolverine. And it's kind of looks like they're selling two different movies.
Exactly. Two for the price of one.
But do you think that's going to be a, like, give it a disadvantage?
No,
I'm meaning, like, it's not going to really appeal to the Deadpools, and it's not really going to appeal as much to the Wolverines.
But I think that's what I'm saying, is it's like nobody knows which one it's going to cater to more, and I feel like that's going to pull them both in, because they're going to be like, what is this? Is this more for me or more for them? And then they'll be like...
Well, also, you have, I mean, Hugh Jackman is playing Wolverine again, and the last time he played him was in Logan, and, you know, it was reported that was going to be the last time he was ever going to play that character. I don't know. I didn't see it, so I don't know if he lived or died. But I think also the appeal is, how are they going to be utilizing Wolverine in this world when he was kind of already written out, like he was done? So how are they, you know, bringing him back? So I think that's also going to be the draw to see the film.
People are pumped for Hugh in that suit.
But also, as the resident data person for this pod.
Yeah. The only data person?
No, Bill's there too.
Okay,
not sometimes. This year.
Oh, well. Okay, as the all-time resident data gal, Logan really didn't do that well in the box office. It was like 225, 226.
You know why?
Because nobody really cares?
I think it was poorly marketed, but I was just going to say it didn't have Ryan Reynolds in it.
Mm. Okay, well, Ryan Reynolds, the last Deadpool, made only $324 million, which is less than Inside Out. So
yeah, well, we'll see.
When did that Deadpool movie come out?
Not a single clue.
The last one was maybe like 2018.
It came out in the summer, and it may not come out at the end of July.
I think that the last one was a summer movie. I'm pretty sure. I feel like people kind of, maybe not everyone, but a lot of people smell a cash grab.
Yeah.
And spoilers for Logan, which is like a 7-year-old movie. Skip ahead 30 seconds. But, Wolverine dies in that movie, and it's a very powerful, meaningful death. Like, it's really a very final, like, supposed to be a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
And then to come back in this is like, well, they backed up the Brinks truck to Hugh Jackman's house, and that's that simple. It's just like, well, we just wanted to have fun together and make a bunch of money, and I think that's going to work on a lot of people. I just keep trying to keep my mind separate. The people, like, the hardcores who are like, hell yeah, I'm going to see a Deadpool movie. And the people who are just, like, casually interested, like, in a passing, they see a trailer and, like, oh, that looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know how many of those people are going to be sold on this.
I think people have been sold for years on this already. Like, when they released the fact that it was going to be Deadpool and Wolverine, like, the internet blew up about it. And people were so hyped because they teased, like, getting him more involved with these characters and bringing them into the Deadpool universe. And, like, now they finally have the ability to do it. And they're doing it with Hugh Jackman. Like, everything they released, people were just, like, more and more pumped up, I feel like. I don't think this movie is for people who don't already know about it. Like, I don't think the trailer is going to bring a bunch of people who aren't interested in this type of movie in. But I think anybody who is remotely interested in this shit is aware of it and is going to go see it opening week, for sure. Like, I think it's going to be, I'm going to say, $672 million domestic.
Wow. That is a good move.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Marvel Squad is going to go hard on this movie.
Yeah.
Which is why it was my number one for a long time.
Yeah.
But.
You followed your heart?
When I follow my heart, I just think that rated R shit is going to hurt it.
I think it's going to get, I think it's going to have rewatchability because it's going to have quick dialogue. I think people are going to want to see it again. I think people are going to be talking about it all summer. I'm guessing, when's the release date for that? July?
July 26th.
I'm guessing marketing is going to be fucking bananas starting like May, June for that movie. So I don't think anything could stop that movie from being number one.
There is, you know, when we look back on the past couple of years and just try to think, last year we were like, what's going to be this year's Top Gun? And then we had Barbenheimer. Mm-hmm. And now we're looking back and like, what's going to be this year's Barbenheimer? There's nothing, no like common thread to even look for in terms of like the successes are just, we never see them coming. But I think the one thing that movies like Top Gun and Oppenheimer and Barbie have in common is that they're the kind of movies that, at least for me, people who I don't even talk to about movies will just randomly ask me one day, like, oh, have you seen this?
Yeah.
Like a random family member or like a coworker will just be like,
have you seen Top Gun? Mm-hmm. And that is kind of what defines those huge summer successes, is like they really break through, because then it becomes FOMO.
Yeah.
People are like, well, I have to see it now. Everyone's talking about it. Mm-hmm. And clearly you guys think that Deadpool and Wolverine will be that. I think it's going to do well, but that it's not going to be the thing that like everyone and their mom literally has to go see it.
I don't know.
I feel like everything that you just said right then describes Inside Out 2.
So let's hear it. That's your number one.
Yeah.
How come?
Because I think like people our age, our generation, loved the shit out of that movie and are super hyped to see the next one. Mm. I think adults have heard from others, people who didn't see the first one, how amazing it explained like going through puberty and growing up as a child. And like there's draw to go back to the original to see the second one. And on top of that, all the kids are going to love it too. I think there's just like all, from all sides, people are going to like this movie versus Deadpool and Wolverine is going to be like that niche Marvel group.
Maybe. I do agree with most of your points there. I just feel like there's too many kids movies and people are going to see Despicable Me over Inside Out if they're bringing their kids.
But I think, isn't Inside Out like one of the first ones, or am I wrong on that?
Inside Out, I think, is in mid-June.
Yeah.
And then Despicable Me is a few weeks later, 4th of July.
It's going to take all of its momentum when Despicable Me comes out.
That's why I went with it at number one. I think to people our age, Pixar is in its own class. Mm-hmm. To anyone under 20, Despicable Me is what Toy Story was to us. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think kids these days actually care that much about Pixar anymore. Mm-hmm. And when they do, Disney has trained the audience just to wait until it's on Disney Plus at home a few months later.
Yep.
Like, there's a curiosity to a lot of their movies, but it doesn't result in people being like getting all their friends together to go see the new Pixar movie. Despicable Me is just, whether you're Gen Z, you're in your 20s and you grew up with these, or you're a kid and you just like, Minions are everything to you and your friends and your siblings, this is what the families are going to go to, I think.
Yeah.
And 4th of July, from that point on, there's no more major kids movies. And that gives Despicable Me 2 months mm-hmm. to just run the table. Like any family that goes to the theater, they're seeing that.
Yeah.
And families just go to the theater just to go to the theater. They don't even have to have a good reason. They're just like, there's a new Minions movie.
Yeah.
And they'll go.
But this isn't a Minions movie. This is a Despicable Me movie.
Same, same.
No, yeah. It's not the same.
Same, same.
The Minions movies did way better than the Despicable Me movies. The third Despicable Me only did 264 million. So people like Minions, but this isn't about Minions. This is about Gru.
But he has Minions.
Yeah, we'll find out. This might end up being a terrible pick. I'm feeling shocked
by both of those.
Here's the thing. I'm feeling very uncertain about my number one. But I'm actually feeling very certain about my number two, which is Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, yeah, that tracks.
I think it's going to do quite well, but that it's not going to be the smash hit that we look back on this summer. It's not going to define it in the way that some of the big hits in the last few years have.
I would agree with that.
So if you're uncertain about number one, are you saying that, and you feel that number two is in the perfect spot, would you have switched out Inside Out 2 for Despicable Me?
That would have been my next move, probably, yeah. I think something's going to take number one that isn't Deadpool, but I think Deadpool, I see it like locked into that, like does really well, but isn't quite the biggest thing of the year, which makes no sense. I know, but that's just how I'm feeling. Like, I'm going with the heart this year.
My number two, I think, is the most uncertain that I've ever felt
about. What is yours?
Ooh.
And like when I was just looking at my list, I was like, I probably should have not put that there. But I'm locked in. And my number two is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Wow. Interesting.
Okay. We're going to get back to that. Shloy, what's your number two?
My number two is Twisters.
Ooh.
Wow. That's way up there,
that
boy.
That is way up there. But yeah. I think
that could be, I mean, it came out around the time. I mean, this sequel is coming out a long time after the original, which was similar to Top Gun. And it's also coming around out at the same time that Oppenheimer and Barbie did last year. So it has the momentum of, you know, the month of August to build revenue. And it's a seasonal movie. Tornadoes happen in the summertime. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so I don't know. No one's heard a lot. It's got Glenn Powell in it as well, who's coming off of the success of that movie with Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, people like
it. You know, I thought it'd be good. It's a nice, to me, it'd be a nice counterpoint, counter offering to Deadpool Wolverine as well. So That's why I put it as number two.
I think that's high for that, but
I think it's high too, but maybe people will dress up as Twisters like they did for Barbie, and then it'll be right on up
maybe
there.
I can't wait to see that popcorn.
Oh, God. You just stand in a cyclone, and you have to eat what you can fit in your mouth.
I think Twister was like the captain of the team of movies that I don't know what the fuck to do with. Because they could do so well, but it could also tank. And that one, I was like, I have no idea if people give a shit about this franchise anymore or not. Or even if they do, are they actually going to go see it? Troy, props for you for putting it up there, because there is a chance it gets up there. There absolutely.
Can you imagine if you went to go to one of those 4D theaters to see this? That would be amazing.
That would. We should try to do that.
Troy, I wanted to do this so bad. The only reason I didn't, because I'm with you, Troy. I think this has Top Gun potential. Top Gun a few years ago, we were putting it at like number 7, number 8. Because that was a movie that was a sequel to like a 30-year-old movie that we thought no one cared about. But turns out it demanded the theatrical experience, and I think Twister as well also.
Yeah.
The only thing that stopped me was that I'm really trying to pay attention to release dates this year. Mm-hmm. Because last year, remember how Mission Impossible just got bowled over by Barbenheimer? Just because it was the week before a phenomenon.
Twister comes out. It got kicked out of IMAX theaters too because of those.
Exactly. Twisters comes out the week before Deadpool and Wolverine. Mm-hmm. And it will only have IMAX for that 1 week. And I think that's going to kill it. If it had like a month of IMAX theaters, I think it could be a smash hit. But I just think it's going to get kind of forgotten pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, all the movies this season were so random. I mean, I had to be a little bit random with my choices to be like, okay, well, what would I normally do? Let's do the opposite of what I might normally do.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised if we have no more like matches throughout the list. Maybe. Like no more people saying the same thing in the same spots.
It feels like one of those years.
Yeah.
I mean, I have one of my movies isn't even on the list yet, so who knows?
I can't wait to get to that one, because it's got to be such a bad choice.
Troy, Sound of Freedom 2 is not coming out this year.
I will say a movie has been said already that is not on my list.
Whoa.
Was it? It's got to be Twisters.
It's Despicable Me.
That's not on your list!
Fucked up, okay?
I did my research so I don't sound like an idiot.
Apparently I did. This is why I do research.
One of the biggest children's movies of the summer.
Wasn't it last year, Troy, when you won that you completely omitted like a major movie from your list? I don't remember what it was, but
it was Oppenheimer.
Dark Horse.
That was nuts.
That was
so insane. Bill, there's hope.
We'll see.
Now, what is your number two?
My number two is Furiosa,
the
Mad Max saga.
Okay. I would love for this to be true.
Now, have we heard your number two, Taylor?
It's the same as yours, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Okay.
I flip-flopped those a million times and landed on this.
So I think we've covered Deadpool and Wolverine. Kevin.
Yeah.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Let me hear it. Number two.
I'm in the middle of the marketing, I feel like, for it right now. Like, I feel like I'm just getting bombarded with it all the time. So I just thought, it's coming out early, I think. It's coming out soon.
Whatever comes out in 2 weeks and is in my social media feed is going to rule the summer.
I think people are hyped about it. I don't know how well the previous ones did. I know they didn't do great.
Nowhere near
good at all.
But I think this one maybe could.
Okay.
I don't feel strongly about it at all, guys. That's.
I'm loving where this is going for you.
Honestly. Yeah. Yep.
Down.
Gonna be. We'll see.
I'm trying to think of a way to take your money in this scenario.
Throw a bet out. I love to bet. How about this?
How about this? Minions over Monkeys.
Taylor, I need the resident data girl to give me some numbers.
Yeah, what do you need?
Last Planet of the Apes domestic box office.
2017 was War for the Planet of the Apes, 146.9.
Million?
Yes.
Billion.
Million. The average of all the movies after the reboot in 2001 is 178.
Guys, I think we should start the podcast. We all want to make some tweaks, I think. Nathan, I don't want to take that bet. I'll bet you... How about this? No, I don't want to bet on the apes. I don't want to bet the apes.
You're already going to lose
everything. I'm out on the apes. I'm out.
I'm just trying to think...
of why.
We can just, you know... I don't want to... Kick a man while he's down. Because he's down.
I made this list very fast. And
I don't want to hear it.
I don't care about it. I don't think I care nearly as much as you guys, which is evidenced by the fact that I have not won.
Can I offer something in support if you can?
Yeah.
The recent Godzilla X Kong was like a massive hit.
That's what I'm saying, baby!
And are monkeys back?
I think they might be. We had, yeah, big giant beasts are back. These are just normal size, but there's lots of them. So it's kind of a, you know, quantity over quality type situation. I think it's going to pay off. I think that crowd needs more beast on beast action. As we saw last year, Transformers Rise of the Beast, number one in the world.
That's what I was just thinking.
So I think, yeah, it's got a ton of just the wind at its back, sails unfurled. It's sailing into the sunset.
No, they ride horses, not sailboats.
I think they might sail in this one. It's also got the Pirates of the Caribbean crowd pulling in there because they're pirate apes in this one, I'm pretty sure.
So you're saying Pirates of the Caribbean audience?
Yeah, they're coming for this one. We got the Kong Godzilla audience getting sucked in. Pirates, I don't know if they're on a ship at all, by the way, but I think that's going to get sucked in.
Will there be
sailing
mazes?
Enthusiasts?
Yeah.
From the Maze Runner director?
Could be.
Can I tell you, I saw Godzilla X Kong on opening day at a Friday matinee, and IMAX theater filled with like 10-year-old kids and their parent.
Yeah.
At the end, when the credits hit, the most applause I've heard in a theater in years.
There were kids
around me saying, that was the best movie I've ever seen.
Wait till you get out of Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Because that applause, you're going to hear it down the block.
Saying Kong walk so that...
There'll be a parade.
Yeah.
Whatever the monkey from this movie can run.
Yeah.
Caesar.
Is it still Caesar?
Don't spoil it because I just watched the first movie.
I don't know. I got to rewatch all those too.
And I'm sus about Caesar right now.
Yeah.
I think what spells success for this movie is that people can't even keep the first three movie titles straight.
No, I don't know.
They don't even know like how many there are or which one this is. Is it before or after?
Doesn't matter, man. Apes.
Just as long as the word apes is in
there.
Ape
together strong.
Yeah, that's right.
What's the NFT thing? All my apes gone?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to be seeing at the end of this year.
No. I hope it makes $1 billion.
Bill.
Yes.
Furiosa. I love the pick. Why?
I don't know. I feel like, for some reason in my brain, like, people that like Dune also like Mad Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I feel like the success of Dune will carry into the summer with the Mad Max story.
Yeah.
It is like sandy.
Yep. People loved Mad Max. I mean, that movie was one of the most revered movies of the last decade.
Yeah, and it did well. I mean, I think it did better after release than it did in the theaters too,
yeah.
Because it got such great word of mouth that it's one of those films that people just went to watch or see even like at home.
Yep.
And I think building off that, it's going to do pretty well.
Yeah, I think it has that breakout sequel potential. I'm reminded of things like the Spider-Verse movie even like, think of stuff like John Wick, where the first one was a hit in its own right, but then everyone discovered it in the years to follow. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing this opening weekend in Fury Road many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Theater was not very full. Last year, one of our local theaters that plays old stuff, they played Fury Road. Big theater, every seat filled, sold out. They had to add another screen.
Jesus.
Like,
wow.
People have just, I think people who didn't catch it the first time are like, I can't miss this in a theater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the way to see it.
And I think this in a theater, I think this is the one movie on my list as well that like people need to see in the theater. Then they will feel
and it's
that
the,
way.
And it's the same director too, George Miller, that did Fury Road.
Yeah. So I think this is going to pull some big numbers, Bill. I like the pick as well.
This is my number three.
Same.
Furiosa Mad Max Saga. What I described earlier about the movie everyone's asking everyone about, the FOMO movie, I think it's Furiosa this year. Mm-hmm. I think, and also in terms of release date, it comes out, what is it, like...
End of May.
Yeah, 24.
And there's not much around it.
June is weirdly bare this year,
yeah.
Especially in terms of big stuff. I think it might have IMAX screens for a solid month.
That's that big money.
And I think it's just going to, yeah.
But Garfield might take away some of the audience.
Is that your number three?
No.
Oh, my God.
But Garfield comes out the same day, so really splitting the votes there.
Let me be clear, I do... Well, we'll talk about Garfield having legs later, but...
He does, four
does,
of them.
I know.
Was that ever up for debate?
No, I meant figurative legs for the movie to do well.
He's fat.
Yeah, no, he does still have legs. He does still have legs. Not enough lasagna in the world to take his legs away. Well, maybe diabetes.
Yeah, diabetes.
I don't know if cats can get that. Frankie, do you?
Frankie.
Big stretch.
The biggest movies of the past couple of years, like I mentioned, your Top Guns and Barbenheimers, really the biggest factor in those movies that led to their success was that they were just great movies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one aspect of this game that we have no way of knowing what's actually going to be good. Yeah. But if I had to guess, if I had to bet on quality, I think Furiosa is probably going to be the best movie of the summer.
I would agree with that.
And for that reason alone, I think it's going to be rewatchable. It's going to be a word-of-mouth phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. I have a hot take on it because I watched that trailer like 3 times when I was making my list because I love Fury Road.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know if I'm loving the look of this.
But that's how I feel like the Fury Road trailer was kind of like that too. It was like a little weird and like not very narrative, more just like here's kind of the dirt and like here's like one character.
Crazy shots.
Yeah. And I feel like that might be why it didn't do super well, or as well as it should have done initially in theaters.
So it's really banking on the old Fury Road fans getting new fans, because I don't think it's one of those weird looking movies that someone who's just trying to find a flick for the weekend is not going to pick.
I agree with that.
Unless they're looking for a movie between the end of May and the end of June.
That's what Garfield's for.
So, Taylor, what is your number 3?
My number 3 is Despicable Me 4.
Wow. Okay.
Anything to add?
Really, the top 3 were just all likely very high performers, and I went back and forth on what should be first, second, and third, and ultimately my heart put me in this order.
All right.
There's really not a ton more to say other than what's already been said here. I think between those 3, it could go any number of ways.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Troy, number 3?
Mine is the same as you, Furiosa, for the same reasons mentioned.
Yeah, I'm Furiosa as well. I don't know if you caught me saying same earlier.
But, okay.
Pretty confident in that one.
I thought my Furiosa pick at number 3 was going to be the outlier. No. But most of us have already put it on our list.
Everyone except for Taylor.
Yeah, I feel slightly... I mean, I explained that I think it's not so... doesn't look so great, but it's later in my list. It's
on the list. I think maybe stick with the data and dump that hard.
Well, if I did that, I put it in the right spot. Because Fury Road only did 154.
Boom.
That is true.
Not reflective.
So her heart's not in it, and the numbers don't support it.
Exactly. So for that reason, it is far down the list, folks.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I'll bet you.
No.
Okay. I'll bet you it's in the top 5.
No.
I bet you it finishes in the top 5.
No, thank you.
2 giant hams.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Can I bet you apes out of the top 5?
I will not take that bet. I'm not betting on apes. I find it to be irresponsible.
Unethical.
Unethical, and I will not partake in it.
They've honestly been through enough in these movies.
I don't know if they have. Probably. I need to watch. How many are there? 3? Is this 4?
1, 2, 3, 4. This is 5.
This is 5?
Yes,
it is. I got a lot 5 of movies when I start printing.
Planet of the Apes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and War for the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Well, and before the... there's actually like 20 of them.
The old ones.
But the latest series, there's 3, and this is now a 4th continuation.
Okay.
Does anyone have a number 4 that has not yet been said?
I definitely do.
No.
So do I.
I didn't share my number 3. No. It's Inside Out 2.
Oh.
Just for the people keeping track at home.
So, Inside Out above... did you already say Minions?
I don't have Minions on my list.
Oh, that's why. That's why.
But yeah, I do think if I did, I mean, I should have Minions on my list. But if I would still put Inside Out 2 above it, because I think they're introducing some new emotions, especially introducing anxiety.
Yeah,
I think that'll capture a pretty big audience here.
Well, that's going to help a lot of kids.
The domestic box office. So we're talking about Americans watching Anxiety Illustrated.
I think Americans are famously unanxious.
Okay, also I didn't mention this, but the new cast on top of the old cast of Inside Out 2, incredible.
The kids can't stop talking about the cast. They're very excited about it.
See, that's our generation and the older generations.
Yeah, but little kids aren't going to be like, Mom, I got to go see Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and Inside Out.
But they want to see an animated cute
film. They want things that go... It's all they care about. They don't care about who's talking.
Okay, okay.
But it is a killer cast.
The parents are going to be like, no dessert until you watch Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
But like, if you were a parent, which Kevin, you are a parent.
Yeah.
Would you rather go see Despicable Me or Inside Out?
I'd absolutely rather go see Inside Out, but I'm not driving that car. I give Aiden the front seat and the steering wheel, and he drives to the theater, and he's going to pick Despicable Me every time.
Okay.
every time. We saw Inside Out in theaters, me and him. He was pretty young. But we loved it, and I think he, anytime there's a new Minions movie, he's like pumped.
So, I hear you.
Yeah. Will he be wearing a suit this year?
Probably. Probably.
Because we're on the topic, I'll say Inside Out 2 is my number 4. Mm-hmm. We've said what needs to be said about it. One more thing. Does anyone have any connections? Do we know? Do Republicans still hate Disney? Or is that like a last year thing?
Troy?
No idea.
I'm not a Republican, but I don't know. I didn't know they hated Disney.
I feel like their fires die out pretty quick. So who knows?
Bigger fish to fry?
Yeah.
Why did they hate Disney?
I thought it was more Hollywood that they hated.
Disney's woke.
Yeah, I thought it was just Hollywood in general.
Well, in recent times, there's some very specific grievances against and boycotts against Disney in particular for their famously, radical leftist views.
Yeah.
The Disney Corporation.
Well, I mean, Chris Pratt is a MAGA, and he's in Garfield, so I mean, I think that...
I'm pretty sure Garfield's a MAGA, too.
That's why that movie's not at all on my list or my Dark Horses, because I refuse to see anything with Chris Pratt.
Yeah, that's fair. I like that energy, Troy. Keep that up. Keep that up. I should move it down my list if Troy's not going to see it.
Troy, what's your number 4?
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Hell yeah, Troy. Let's ride horses like apes.
So, I mean, I didn't know where else to put it. I know it's going to be on there somewhere, but I just think in the grand scheme of things, that's where I put, I think there'll be interest for it.
Kevin's pounding his chest.
Now I'm feeling good about monkeys.
I also had it at 4, and I really did. I wanted it lower, but I couldn't do it. I think it made sense where it's at 4.
I want to hear the rest of your list, Nathan, but I think I have a good bet for apes.
What's the bet?
Well, I need to see if there's a certain movie that's in your list.
Say it. Just say it.
It would be Apes versus Aliens.
It's not my list.
Okay. Well, then, fuck it.
Unreal.
You know why? Because a few minutes of research will tell you that Alien movies make far less money.
Guys, this is 2024. You can't be going back to 2023, to 2022, and looking at these historic... The world has changed. The game has changed. The players are the same.
The monkeys have evolved.
They did. They're apes.
Yeah, all right, whatever. My number 4 is Despicable Me 4. Did I already say that?
Minions. There you go.
Strong. Great minions job. Strong together.
Can you re-say that in the voice of a minion?
No, I'm not your plaything. You want that with me? I don't do voices for you.
You already did it for us once.
And that was for me. Okay. I did it for me.
Gotcha.
Can we just say that if Minions beats Apes, then you have to do the entire next episode in Minionese?
That would really cut down on my prep time. So maybe I'll consider that.
Any number 4s you haven't heard?
Yeah.
What's yours?
It's gonna ruffle some feathers.
Let's go.
Everyone, hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
Let me just say, I put an estimated box office for each of my movies. My top 3 are all 300 or higher. Mm. Number 4 jumps all the way down to 180. Is
ape territory.
Hey, we're getting in ape territory, but we're not quite there. We're actually... at A Quiet Place Day One.
No fucking way. No chance.
Speak on it.
Okay, so here's my true thoughts on the movie. So I looked up A Quiet Place, like just the two movies that are out there. Mm-hmm. They both made around between like 160 to 190 million domestic. So we're in that kind of range, like I said, 180. Mm-hmm. But the reason that I put it over Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is because... I think, personally, from watching the trailer, that it is giving I Am Legend.
Yeah.
The Will Smith movie. Mm-hmm. And, first of all, amazing movie. If you haven't seen it, go see
movie.
It.
Very good movie.
That did $256 million. So, that was really the biggest factor for me in putting it up high. I also just think, like, the world wants to see these sorts of movies. Maybe. In general, like spooky end
summer
of the world.
Summer spooks.
We went through COVID. Now let's just joke about it in a movie.
Yeah. What? How did the second Quiet Place movie do?
160.
Interesting.
And I really liked the first one. I didn't love the second one, to be honest. But this is like It's a prequel.
Yeah.
It's a new cast for the most part. It looks really cool.
So I feel like most people share our feelings with liking the first one a lot and the second one being a bit of a slide down. You don't think that's going to impact the box office on this?
I think it's going to impact it. But I also was thinking Civil War, I Am Legend kind of vibe. Mm. And people want that. Ooh. So
yeah,
that pushed it up to my number four.
It was also, yeah, I didn't know where to put that one either. Mm-hmm. It is on my list. I won't say where yet, but
I am high on it as well. I think if this was called A Quiet Place 3, I think what you're saying, Kev, that trajectory downward would continue. However, if you recall from the second movie, the one thing everyone liked about it was the intro, which was the first day. Because everyone's like, that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't care about this one family and like who they run into in this next building. Mm-hmm. I want to see destruction. Yeah. I want to see this carnage. We think of Quiet Place as a horror franchise. This one looks like an action thriller blockbuster. Yeah. It looks like a huge movie.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to probably make the most of any in the series. Like it's got that theatrical, you have to go see it in a theater. And there's a lot of other small, scary movies that might break out, but this is the one that I think it's going to, there's oftentimes one horror hit in the summer. And I think Quiet Place Day One will be that.
I don't disagree with too much of that. I think I'm excited to see it. I like to see it in a city. I feel like it's so exciting too, because we're always so remote in the other movies, like a big, big city. So yeah, sign me up. I think it might be a little high at number four.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
All right.
Bill, what are your thoughts on a movie that's quiet for an hour and a half?
Well, you know me. I have fallen asleep in movies
seven times.
No regrets. I mean, those are the nicest naps.
Yeah.
When you fall asleep to like the intro, like please turn off your cell phones, and you just wake up to the to the exit music and the credits, and you look over and Kevin's just laughing at you.
Yeah, it's my favorite moments.
So I feel good about it.
Well, you might not want to see this one then, because I don't think there's as much quiet in this one.
No, I am excited for this one.
I think they're still going to have to be quiet in this place.
But do they know that yet?
But they don't know. They don't know they have to be quiet because it's day one. They don't know what's going on.
They figure it out in the trailer. They figure it out pretty quick. I'm interested to see where everyone else has that one on their list.
Where are we at? Bill, do you have number four?
My number four was Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Hey, Troy, you had that at three or four?
Four.
I like to say that's way different than putting it at number two.
Yes, it is. That is way
only
different.
A couple points different.
Bill, I just realized that with your glaring omission, not everyone has a little minion in them.
I know. It was really just a breakdown in research. You know what did come up as I was doing research? Episode 1.
Oh, that's next week.
I don't want to, like, sorry if that's on your list, but it almost got me. I was like, wait a second, there's a Star Wars movie coming out this year?
Could have been big.
Jar Jar is going to run the table.
I was dealing with a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was not on my radar at all, and I'm going to pay for it, for sure.
That is correct.
Kev, what is your number five?
My number five, I put them side by side because they're basically the same in my head, is Inside Out 2. I think the kiddies are going to get them both up there somewhere around that 4-5 range.
Troy, number five?
A Quiet Place, Day One.
Oh.
You're excited for it?
I am, and I think that's a safe spot for it because, you know, people like destruction. Independence Day vibes, you know, that did really well, so.
My number five, also a movie about destruction, is Twisters.
Hey.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a decent hit, but I think it's going to be hurt by when it comes out, and it will have a short run.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Do you think if there's more Twisters, like getting into the summertime, like actual tornadoes across the U.S., that'll help that movie?
Depends on how many movie theaters they hit.
That feels like you heard it. That feels like not PC to talk about if like a bunch of people get hurt in a Twister and then you're like, I'm going to go see a movie about this.
But if there are a lot of Twisters, movie theaters are a pretty safe space to be. No one knows.
It'd be like a PSA, like how to survive a Twister. So if you're just kind of going to go to know how you would like survive, what you need to do.
If there's a tornado coming, you could say,
"Yeah,
all going to go see Twister and hunker down."
Or how close you can get to a tornado before you'll get sucked into it.
I always wanted to see a tornado.
You never have?
I grew up in Tornado Alley, too. And no, the only one that hit close to where I live, it hit at night. So I was out on the porch, but you couldn't see anything.
Sleepy boy.
Yeah.
So this year will be your first chance to see on the big screen.
Right.
Did you not see the first one?
I saw the first one in a TV with a VCR attached to it.
That's probably how most people saw
that
movie, I think.
I think that edginess that we're getting at, Taylor, of like, if there's real tornadoes, will they see this? It's kind of like, remember how a movie like Joker, people were like so worried, like, oh, like people are going to kill people because of this movie.
Yeah.
And it kind of gets them more excited. Like, I'm going to go be part of this.
I'm going to go die.
Because it feels a little dangerous.
Yeah. People like to live on the edge.
What's your number five, Taylor?
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
You guys are giving me so much shit for putting it up there, and you're like two spots behind me.
My top three are in the 300s, four and beyond.
Guess what? It's still two spots away. I don't give a rat's ass.
Top three is sacred.
Yeah, it is.
Apes. I have a number five that hasn't been said yet.
What is it?
It's the Fall Guy.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah,
tell us about it.
I know not that much about it, but I feel like he's got some good momentum coming from last summer.
Yes.
And people will support that and buy tickets and go see him in a new movie.
Yeah. Him and Emily Blunt's chemistry, I think, is going to really help that movie because they're great on like interviews together and stuff. So I feel like they've been all over social media on that.
It also kicks off the summer, right? Yep. And I think it'll have a nice little run. I guess Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes comes out the next week, but again... Yeah.
It's going to lose all its screams, the Fall Guy is.
I think he's really riding on a high from all this Barbie talk.
Yeah.
We walked past someone at the theater the other day. I didn't even mention this to you. It was two ladies talking, and they were just like, so, Ryan Gosling. And for some reason, that stuck in my head. I was like, so everybody wants to see Ryan.
I mean, his SNL was one of the best that's been on in a long time. Yeah. He's funny. People love him. And this movie seems like it's letting him flex his funny muscles in a bit. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty high on this movie too.
But it comes out so early that the amount of show times you need to recoup to make the money, it's not going to work because kids are still in school. Like a lot of the showings, they're going to be less showings, you know, less movies per screening, I guess.
Maybe.
But to Bill's point,
that's why I didn't put it in.
To Bill's point, it's opening the summer, which historically is almost always Disney's Marvel spot. There's almost always a Marvel movie opening in May, the beginning of May. This is the first time in a while that a new original movie like The Fall Guy is opening there. And I think people have just come to expect that when this time of year comes around, summer movies are here, and that I think people are pretty excited about it.
Imagine if it gets really good buzz.
Yeah,
I think it's the first movie, and then people really like it. Like it could take off.
Absolutely,
the early buzz is very good for it.
There could be a winter guy, a summer guy, a spring guy.
I feel like there's a joke here somehow, but I think that the Fall Guy is as if once upon a time in Hollywood, a bullet train took Ryan Gosling to Babylon and La La Land. That's like what it all reminded me of. there's a joke in there somewhere. But,
I like it.
But it puts you around the total box office of around
one. You averaged all those
really
out.
What I'm saying.
Oh, well, Babylon should not be used for any box office data.
Yeah, I brought it down.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
Now, those comps, much like this movie, are speaking to people like us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think we on this podcast are going to be head over heels for this movie.
Yeah, agreed.
And I'm just curious to see if a lot of people, but I mean,
the moms like Gosling.
I think the moms like Gosling. I think there's just so much buzz around him that he's unstoppable right now.
In the trailer, he has long hair.
Yeah, long, beautiful blonde hair.
The ladies love to see a long-haired Gosling.
They sure do.
In the movie, he plays a stuntman, so it could be just one of the characters he plays. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of different costumes and looks because he's a stuntman for other actors, so he's probably going to be like one of those kind of Austin Powers, where he's going to be in different looks and different personas throughout the movie, maybe. I don't know.
I would love that.
He's Ken. You got to dress him up.
Yeah. Different outfits.
Is there any hotter star right now in terms of their
physical attractiveness?
No, but their peak. Like, like between Barbie and the Oscars performance and SNL, is there anyone who's currently bigger right now?
Timmy?
Ooh. Yes, Chalamet.
Caitlin Clark.
Now we're talking.
Same industry. I think Timothy's up there, maybe not as big right now because of the Barbie Oppenheimer
I would say Zendaya.
Yeah, that's probably...
She's got Spider-Man, Challengers, Dune. I'd put her up there, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm coming off of Challengers high, so I am very high up on her right now.
That's okay, so if the Mount Rushmore of this moment is Gosling, Zendaya, and Timmy, who's number four?
Flo? Or is that just
Brian Reynolds?
It's Hugh Jackman.
That's like the jump from the top three to the four and five. Yeah. It's a big drop in quality. So well, let's just leave that face blank.
That he wrote and stars in as well coming out this summer that's on my list.
Who does?
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh,
yeah. We will get there.
Yeah, we will.
While we're on the subject, my number six is The Fall Guy.
Me too.
I think the Barbenheimer bump is real. I think it's got a great release date. Early buzz is great. I did want to play a quick game with you guys. So... A couple of years ago, Tom Cruise takes Top Gun to the top. The next year, we're then saying, is he going to have the Top Gun bump?
Yeah.
And then it didn't really work out.
Correct.
Last year, Barbie, smash hit, Ryan Gosling kind of steals the movie. And then we're this year saying, is Fall Guy going to have the Ryan Gosling bump?
Yeah.
Look at our list. Is there any other movie this year that we think that a year from now we're going to be saying, oh, is that person going to have a bump from that thing last year?
Anya from Furiosa.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Glenn Powell from Twisters.
Yeah, those are good picks.
I just think anxiety is going to be more prevalent every year.
Oh, I like that. She is correct.
I don't have anything to add to that one. What are we doing, number six?
Yes.
Twisters for me.
Hey, that's mine too.
Aww.
Aww. Babe strong. Twisters strong together.
Somebody get me out of here.
Do we want any parlays about apes over tornadoes?
Tornadoes win that battle every time. Every time I've seen an ape versus a tornado, that tornado wins. So
you've seen a lot of those ape versus tornado.
Surprisingly, ones. Yeah, a lot of almost every vacation I go on.
That does do
it's
a lot.
Uncanny. Yeah, it's weird. But no, I don't want to bet on that either. That'd probably be a pretty good. No, Twisters is too weird to me. I don't know where it's going to end up. So
we'll say being at like 6 and 7 is the part where things get real muddy.
Yeah.
And almost feel like dark horses.
These are yeah. Dark horses, yeah.
After 3, they're all pretty much dark horses right. For me.
Yeah. I agree. Troy, what was your number 6?
Inside Out 2.
Hey.
Okay.
Is that the lowest any of us put that one?
Lower than me.
Yeah. So Troy, why are you so low on Inside Out?
Because I did my research, and a lot of these movies that are kid-oriented are always, there. A lot of them are at the bottom.
Yeah.
So I was being generous by putting this one at 6. And also, there's so many other ones, like Despicable Me, other kid movies that are coming out, they kind of cancel each other out. So this is the portion of my list where they kind of, is like the kid-friendly part. True. Because either one of these could be in the same, Despicable Me could be here. If could be here, so I kind of interplayed all three of those at the 5, 6, 7, and 8 spot.
Yeah, I agree, and again, want to reiterate how fucking insane it is that Taylor put that at number one. Just want to hit on that one more
it's
time.
It's fine. We'll see how it goes.
You want any bets about anxiety versus apes?
Anxiety wins.
Anxiety over everything.
The apes don't feel anxious. You're wrong. I've seen them.
All right, time for our number 7s. Bill, what's yours?
So, okay, like I said, this is starting to feel like dark horses, but I put Horizon and American Saga.
Whoa!
Okay,
fuck. I don't even know what that is.
It's a Republican movie.
I'm so happy that you put this, because I didn't have... You have the guts to do everything I wanted to do.
Well, let's be clear. Year. He didn't have the guts. He just forgot to speak one.
Yeah, so I guess this probably should be number 8.
Extra spot.
What do we know about this movie?
I don't know anything about this movie.
It's the Old West, how America was won, blood, you know,
genocide,
horses,
dysentery,
cowboys. I'm sure. It's post. I think it's either the Civil War, like post Civil War. I don't know. I think for me, why I picked it was I think this is going to be a good year to be outside for me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like beautiful landscapes, a cool story, like something about the Old West and how America was won.
Yeah.
You're saying it's like being outside inside.
Yeah.
Looking at beautiful outside inside.
But also looking at the movies coming out this summer, I might be outside a lot.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Also,
I think there is a bit of the movie that is discusses the relationship between white people and Native Americans. And so I don't know that it's a cool story, but it may be an engaging story. Similar to like...
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Exactly.
This is a Costner one?
Kevin Costner.
Here's what this movie is. Kevin Costner, who has been the star of Yellowstone for years. Mm-hmm. Yellowstone, for those of us who don't have baby boomer parents who watch it, is like the biggest show on television. Kevin Costner then was in negotiation to continue on the show. And there's Yellowstone, there's all these spinoffs. It's a massive, massive show. He then essentially was written off the show because they couldn't pay him enough to stay on the show. Instead of being on the show, because the show's still on, he decided to make his own series of movies that is, I'd say, is giving Yellowstone.
Yeah, there's going to be like two of them, right?
There's two coming out 2 months apart this summer. They're both this year. He's already said that he's ready to make like four more.
Yeah.
He's ready to make a whole series. Basically like TV episodes, but in theaters. And if there's one movie that could be a surprise hit among the oldsters this year, it's probably Horizon. I mean, part one and part two could make the list. They both come out this
year. That's wild.
I didn't know.
When does that one come out? June 28th?
I knew that Costner had made this movie. I didn't know what it was called or that it was coming out this summer. Otherwise, I think I might have had it on my list, too, or at least a dark horse. Because old people are going to eat that shit up.
There's just something about westward expansion.
It covers the four years of the Civil War. No, 15-year span of pre and post. Well, contradictory things on IMDb.
It's a real wild card this year.
Hmm.
And I'm happy that someone has thrown it down on the table. Taylor, what's your number 7?
Okay. This is another one where you need to hold on to your kisses. Okay. My number 7 is Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Bad Boys for Life, baby. Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah. So this one is an interesting one from a data perspective. Bad Boys for Life in 2020 made $206 million.
These movies. People love these movies.
Hmm. Yeah. So the 206 high, I was thinking, you know, Will Smith right now?
Get him on that mountain. I think we put him up there.
He's going through it. He's going through it. There's a lot of problems that we could discuss on a later podcast. So I took that 206 from the last and dropped it down to about 130.
So if you take 206 million and put it through it,
if you go through
come
it,
out about 130.
If that thing starts swinging its wrists around, trying to smack some people, it'll drop a handful of million, and that's why I put it down.
I think if Will Smith smacks somebody in that movie, people will cheer and applaud. I truly do.
It looks like a fun movie. The trailer looks fun.
As a kid, like the Bad Boys movies were a blast. Mm-hmm. They were so much fun to watch, and they were hilarious. And I'm even kind of excited to see this one. I didn't think I would be, but then I saw some of the trailer, and I was like, yeah, I'm kind of... I mean, it's the same recipe. Just fill it up again. You know, it's great.
Would you say everyone has a little bad boy in them?
I definitely do.
I got a big bad boy in me. Troy, you got a bad boy in you? Not at the moment?
I do, but it's not on this list.
No.
I also compared it to Hobbs and Shaw. Not sure if it correlates at all, but I think it's just like it's two guys' names. And I was like, they seem like bad boys.
Bad, Mr. Bad and Mr. Boy.
And that was like 170, so I feel pretty good about it. It's a wild one.
I like that, though.
But I'm feeling spicy this year.
I can tell. You got the heart in it, and it's really throwing your data off. Okay. But I enjoy the picks.
I think we dumped the spice shelf onto all of our lists this year, and there's really no one has gone the straight and narrow.
Mm-mm.
We all have some real surprises. I did a little research on Bad Boys. I was curious, does anyone actually care about the slap anymore? Like, does anyone who would be into a Bad Boys movie, are they now going to be like, no?
No.
Because he slapped someone?
I don't think so, no.
I went to the trailer on YouTube and read the comments thinking, like, everyone's making, like, going to be making slap jokes. There's going to be all kinds of, like, it's the thing you think about when you think of Will Smith. I had to scroll through hundreds of comments before there was any mention of the slap until I found one that said, I hope Will Smith slaps people in this movie.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, clearly the person has spoken.
Yeah.
And it affects nothing.
So. As per usual, YouTube comments with such great insight. take all your advice from there. Yeah, I don't know. I think the crowd who likes these movies is not your typical Oscar crowd. And I think most people have forgotten about that because our attention spans are so short. So I think it's going to do some numbers. It's on my list.
Do you think it's possible that Will Smith made 200 plus YouTube accounts and left comments?
I absolutely do.
To bury this stuff.
I absolutely think he's capable of that.
Kevin, you're giving me a lot of flack on my data and my heart, and you keep agreeing with me in a lot of ways. So I'm
an agreeable guy.
Conflicting.
I'm pretty agreeable guy.
The little people inside of your head, like in Inside Out 2, number one movie, are really pressing opposite buttons on your
feedback. The little people inside your head, when you put Inside Out at the top of your list, sounded an alarm and said, no, the brain's gone. It's not functioning anymore. Send somebody up there now. What's happening? And they were all just, it was on fire. They're running around. Chaos erupted in that head.
My number 7 is A Quiet Place Day 1. I don't really have much to add beyond what's said. I think it's going to do quite well.
Yeah.
Troy, what's your number 7?
If.
Wow, that's up there, boy.
Can you explain yourself?
Not really, it's number 7.
That's high.
With what I've read about, it was written and created by Ryan Reynolds. It's based on one of his original concepts. And it sounds cool and different about imaginary friends. But maybe a little bit similar to Inside Out because like there's things that you can't necessarily see. But it's a bit of live action and cartoon. So I don't know, I thought... It's one of the most of the movies coming out. It's one of the more original ones, so that's why I put it at 7.
I think it looks so bad.
I thought it was Krasinski.
I think they both wrote it.
I do like that pick. That was on my mind as well.
Krasinski is in it, and Steve Carell is the imaginary friend.
Mm-hmm. The cast for that one, if you want to talk about the cast for that was off the charts.
Exactly. Gonna pull some people
off
that could do well, yeah.
And just it's coming out early.
Jim and Michael back,
yeah,
together.
May 14th.
Yeah, that could do well. I think that might be a little high, but again, there's so many kids' movies, I just don't understand how they're all gonna perform.
Kevin, what's your number 7?
And this one has just also can be like adults will like it too, so more adults might see it than kids, so that's also why it's higher up.
Maybe my number 7 is The Fall Guy. Beautiful Ryan and beautiful Emily doing beautiful things on a beautiful screen in a beautiful place makes a beautiful world, and that's why I put it at number 7. The most beautiful number.
Bill?
A Quiet Place, Day 1.
Okay.
I put it at 7. Again, I feel like these are all dark horses at this point for me. With the research that I did, I don't know, just trying to look respectable at this point.
I only have one more on my list that has not been mentioned yet.
I've got 2.
Are we through our number 7s?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No further comment, Your Honor.
My number 8's already been said, Bad Boys, Ride or Die. I think it's going to be pretty big. Not as big, maybe, as the last one. The last one came out 17 years after the second one. I think there was maybe more anticipation for a reunion, and now it's just a few years later, so maybe not quite as much hype.
Yeah.
But from what I can tell, the last one was very well liked. This one's probably going to do pretty well.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a real test of... Now, most times when celebrities... are quasi-canceled, they kind of, like, recede into their niche more.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Smith is really just going back out there.
Yeah.
And we're going to see how that goes.
Well, he's doing what's worked for him for 30 years. Like, these movies have worked for him so well. And why not go back to what you know?
What's your number 8, Taylor?
Twisters. I put it quite low, and it hurts my heart because I want it to do well. But I don't know, something about it is telling me that it's just not going to bode well for the general pub this summer.
It's such a weird one. It's such a wild card because it just depends on so many things. But like, is that nostalgia enough to draw people in to see another movie about tornadoes? When you know it's not going to be as good as the first one. There's no way it's as good as the first one.
Oh my God, are you crazy? The first one came out in like the 90s.
Yeah,
that's exactly what we said about Top Gun.
With like CGI and all the special effects. It's going to be incredible.
That was so good. The first one was
first
so good.
The first one is so good.
Imagine how much better it would be. Those cows flying across the street in the first one.
They're like, cow.
They look so fake.
Another cow.
Yeah, Troy, that's what's cute and fun about it.
No, I don't like, no, it's not.
Okay.
I want to see real live cows flying in front of me, not CGI cows.
Well, they're probably going to be CGI cows.
Can we make a bet as to whether or not there will be a primate in Twisters?
Like a human being?
Humans?
Yes, I accept that bet.
Evolution.
I accept that bet. I think I saw one in the trailer.
Human. Bill, what's your number 8?
I had Alien Romulus.
Romulus. Okay. That's pretty high. That's a late release, boy.
It's going to do some work.
Comes out August 23rd.
Aliens are so hot right now. Did you guys know like there's more UFO sightings?
August 16th.
Yeah, they're all over the place. They're everywhere.
Tell me why, I haven't been far enough down that rabbit hole. There's a lot of like declassified stuff and UFO sightings, and I don't know.
We've got them.
I don't think this is really a UFO movie, but...
No. People like Aliens. People, I mean, that franchise, I think, is one of the most respected in movie history.
Do we think that corporations are flooding the skies to distract us from what's actually important out there?
I think it's just marketing for Alien Romulus.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Is that why I see primates everywhere? Yeah.
They're everywhere, man. I'm telling you, that marketing is going to work, and it's going to be the second biggest movie of the summer.
Okay.
My number 8 is A Quiet Place Day 1. A little further down on the list than you guys, but it's going to do all right. I don't think it'll be the blockbuster you guys do.
Does anyone have anything else spooky on their list at all other than A Quiet Place?
Yes.
Yes.
Coming up? Dark Horses, though.
Yeah, mine are dark.
I have one on my list, and then the rest spooky are on my dark list.
Alien is horror sci-fi.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, can I just say the average of all the Alien movies is about 70 million?
Yeah, but that's because it came out when there was like 6 movie theaters in the world.
Kevin, does that adjust for inflation?
I think so. Box Office Mojo does.
Well, the recent Alien movies don't make a ton of money. Yeah. So I think it's...
74.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Here's the thing. I might be an alien.
Oh.
There were some sightings, a handful of sightings in Illinois and Michigan on my birthday.
You think from you got the dropped middle of off.
Michigan. Yeah.
Just growing in your mom's belly, but then just day of, they came down.
Well, I think, they just swapped
it out.
Souls.
Oh, wow. Soul swappers.
Do you remember anything from before you were born?
No, but you know... With this intelligence and these looks, I mean, I've got to be an alien.
Otherworldly. Absolutely.
Love it. I'm going to steal that.
Is that everyone's 8s?
No, my 8 was Despicable Me 4.
That's so fucking low, Troy.
Wow.
But, like, I think people have minion fatigue.
Troy, was it you who put If on your list already?
Yeah, number 7. That's why I put it up higher, because it's not a sequel. It's an original
film. That's absurd. You clearly don't understand the power of Minions and Gru.
Sorry. Mm. Don't they have a TV show like on the Cartoon Network or something?
Probably. Why wouldn't they?
So that's why do people go to the movie to see them if they can watch them at home?
That's the dumbest argument I've ever heard.
I think there's maybe some validity to that.
No. Why are they going to go see Garfield if they can just read it in the comics?
Like, they're not. That's why it's not even on my list.
God damn it.
Our number 9s. We're bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
We're doing some scraping right now. And let me tell you, my number 9 is a little movie called Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Ooh.
That's pretty low.
My list is the exact inverse of Kevin's in that way.
Yeah.
I think this is a perfectly fine place to put this movie. I think it's going to make less than any of the previous trilogy's entries. I'm personally looking forward to it, but...
It's far too low.
I just want to say that Kevin is too cowardly to match any of my bets about the apes.
Apes against Minions, or what did you want me to put?
I said Twister, I said Minions, I said top 5. How about 5.
This? I'll bet you it is higher than 9. I'll bet you that Apes' place is higher than 9.
Kevin, no. Let's make it interesting.
Higher than
8. You won't even do top 5. You have it number 2.
No, I won't do top 5.
Okay, how about this? Bottom 5. I'll bet you. If it makes it out of the bottom 5.
That would be making it into the top 5.
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't put that together.
I'll do above where you put it for a beverage.
Kevin, you're trying to put me into the most specific bet, and I'm giving you every single...
What are you talking about?
I'm saying
it finishes higher than where you put it.
There's only 8 other spots above it.
Yeah.
I'm saying I'm giving you leeway of 3 extra spots. I'm saying top 5.
That's so much more room.
For what the are we speaking different languages? What the fuck
I'm
are
you telling basically you? Saying he has to hit 9 or 10.
Yeah, that's
and
not
you
fair.
Get the rest.
But he thinks it's going to be not making much money.
Like, you think it's gonna be
you probably
two.
Don't think it's going to be on the list.
You think it's going to be number 2?
I don't actually.
Kev,
we're splitting the top 10 down the middle. If it ends up 1 through 5, you
it's
win.
Not
if it ends
up
6
through
10,
I want 6 and 7. How about this? I'll take 6 and 7, you take 8 and 9.
How about 6 and up and 7 and down? That's an insane advantage for you. That's right. So much room.
Thanks.
All right.
For
what are we betting?
Should we bring back last year's cocksmooch?
Yeah. Troy's cocksmooch. Let's do
can we do a burger? Oh, the winner's choosing.
Burger, fries, and a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, a meal.
Okay. At the winner chooses a place or the loser chooses a place?
Up to $40.
Okay.
$40? Oh my god, I spent everywhere. For a burger, fries, and drink?
Gladly.
We like big burgers.
What are you talking about?
We cannot lie. Bad Boys for Life. Ride or die.
So Taylor, what is your number 9?
Contrary to what all of you believe, I believe that Furiosa belongs in number 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize you hadn't said it yet.
Right. I tried to stay kind of quiet about it. Yeah. But I told you guys, I just love Fury Road. And this, even as a lover of Fury Road, didn't speak to me.
Wow.
I personally would love it to do amazing. I would love it to be in the top 5. I think there's potential, but I felt more safe with it at number 9.
That's wild.
It didn't do that great the first time in theater, so.
I think it's going to be
big. But it is. But it had a second life at watch from home viewing, so I think that the audience will probably want to see it in the theater.
Yeah.
It's a real toss-up for me, but keeping her safe at number 9.
Better than 10. My number 9 is Bad Boys Ride or Die, baby. And I think that's probably right around where it's going to come in. That's why I put it there.
You think so?
You don't say.
That's why I put it in that position.
You want to bet on that exact place?
Fucking bet on that?
Yeah, I will. I'm not a little bitch.
Is anyone not putting Bad Boys on their list?
Me.
Bill, okay.
Bad Boys and Despicable Me are on the bench this year.
Pretty similar movies.
Right, similar audiences.
Bad Boys in both of them.
Remember when Gru slapped the shit out of that dude on live television?
Yeah. I'd watch that.
Troy, what's your number 9?
My number 9 is Trap.
Oh, shit, okay. Troy. I was struggling with that one. Doesn't it have a late release?
Yeah, it's August 9th, but they're doing the promos now. So the trailer already came out.
Yeah.
And the twist is in the trailer, which I won't say, but it's also getting really good. The twist is giving it really good buzz, so they're setting up an early momentum. I think it'll do really well. Also, Josh Hartnett is the star, and he was in Oppenheimer, and he was also in the last series of Black Mirror, which really did well, so he's kind of having like a renaissance, so to speak, and I think his role in this movie, I think, is going to be really good. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this, and I have it low. It's number 9, but it just in terms of kind of a thriller entering the top 10, I think this has the chance to do that.
Yeah. I like it. I'm a big Hartnett fan. He's a Minnesota boy. He grew up very close to me, so I am fully supporting everything that man does. Mm. Love to see him win it.
It also takes place at a concert.
Yeah.
And with it was similar to like a Taylor Swift or a Beyonce, you know, like last summer. Like, it's kind of a cool premise as well, I think, so maybe it'll draw people into theater.
I was curious if there were any concert releases this summer, but I didn't look into it at all. But I was like, there could be a little sneaky concert coming out that kills it. But
concert movie?
Yeah.
Those are typically announced not very far ahead of time, so I suppose it's possible.
Could be.
That movie looked really cool. I had not heard of it at all until I was looking at this list.
I think the trailer just dropped like a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
M. Night, lady.
Is M. Night's Daughter's movie on anyone's radar?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that movie. The Watchers.
Yeah.
They both
got movies coming out this summer.
I think she's in
Trap. I thought that was Trap. His wife.
I think she's in Trap, too. I think she's a singer in that
movie. Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is it time for our number 10s?
13-pointers.
So this is that that key spot that is so incredibly hard to predict.
I think I nailed
and
it.
And when we do get it right, it really means everything.
Yeah.
As rarely as we do get it right. Kevin, what's your number 10?
My number 10, and I think it's perfect for the 10 slot, is the Garfield movie.
Me too!
Yeah, let's go!
Kevin!
Let's go, baby!
Let's give each other cheeseburgers.
Let's Come on, lasagna. Tray of lasagna and bring it in.
Can we do an episode?
100%.
Just Stouffer's lasagna.
Yeah, absolutely. Sign me up. Sign me up.
Maybe you'll get sponsored by Stouffer's.
Stouffer's. Any other wave your sadness away.
Any other Garfields here?
Mm-mm. No, but I do want to point out when I said I was looking up information about Garfield, you, Nathan, scoffed at me so hard.
Well, I have to throw you off my scent.
No, this was a pure, I know your intentions, and that was not an intention. You were like, oh, how could you ever think Garfield's going to do good, you idiot.
Yeah.
And here you are with Garfield at number 10.
Chris Pratt, people love that son of a bitch.
Wasn't the original voice of Garfield Bill Murray?
Yeah, in the movies, in the live-action movies, yes, that I was forced to watch.
I saw that. It's kind of like a downgrade.
Do you guys know the story of that, of how he signed on to those movies? The director of that movie, his name is Ethan Coen, but Coen spelled different, and he thought it was Ethan Coen of the Coen brothers.
No fucking way.
And he agreed to do the movie before realizing it was just like a terrible kids movie.
Wow. Well, I think,
you know, they just went through with it.
Yeah.
I was surprised with how well the Super Mario movie did with him voicing it. People were up in arms about how bad his voice was. I hate his voice as Garfield, but I think it's got pull. Kids love Garfield.
I used to love Garfield.
Everyone hates Mondays.
Yeah.
Garfield had it right the whole time. That's what we've learned as adults. So, yeah. That's number 10 on my list.
Taylor, how do you feel about Mondays and or lasagna?
I hate Mondays and love lasagna.
Garfield. You got a little Garfield in you.
Did I put Garfield on my list? No. Was it because you scoffed at me? No.
For the record,
heavy does stare.
It have any?
No.
You're going to look me in the eye and say that? Okay.
For the record, whatever I said or did is not to, I'm not playing 4D chess with my scoffs.
Don't However, gaslight me right now.
anything that anyone else ever do or say, it shouldn't affect each other's list. I'm not going to change my list because anyone else
I didn't
laughs at anything that I said.
I just want to point out the irony of it all.
I'm shocked to find out you guys talk about this stuff before the actual podcast.
I am embarrassed by how much time all of you spend on this. I want to make that note. It's absurd, and you should do what I do and just guess.
You don't know how quick I am at research.
I know how much it takes to put that amount of data together.
No, you don't.
Okay. Okay.
It just warms my heart so much every year that Kevin loses. And then hearing him on his bullshit again.
I should have won last year. Trey beat me by one fucking point. What was the movie that fucked me? It was Sound of Freedom?
The kid trafficking movie.
Fucked me.
I'm so glad that we co-produced it so that we could ruin your wager.
Yeah.
Bill, number 10. Let's hear it.
Went a little bit of a different direction. It's an A24 film called Maxine.
Oh, I'm so excited for it. It's not going to make any money at all, but I'm so excited for that movie.
No, the first two were well.
I love this in my 10 spot.
Yeah, I like that.
I really do. I hope, like...
I think that could...
Boom or bust.
Yep.
Once again, undying respect for what you're doing here, Bill. I love the work you're doing.
Yeah.
X... So this is the third movie in the X and Pearl trilogy. Neither of them made nearly enough money to make it into the top 10 of their respective years. However, this one does seem to have more mass.
It could be the year.
Halsey pulls numbers. Oh.
It's got stars, and also I think X and Pearl kind of got lost in the shuffle that year, and they got discovered. I mean, I, for one, huge Pearl fan, and I'm ready for Maxine.
Yeah.
But
she's a star.
It's going to be in the top 10 of my heart this summer. I can tell you
for sure.
Might have been too much heart.
Not enough data this year.
Troy, number 10.
Bad Boys.
Ride or Die?
Okay.
Yes, that's what I put. Number 10.
Oh, my God.
So, Troy, is it safe to assume you think that the slapping is putting a damper on, you know, Will Smith's
success? I think there's going to be people that are against Will, like, do not want to support him, and that's probably why I won't do as well. And maybe people that are just like, you know, it's been in such a long span between the last movie and this movie that, you know, people need to take a refresher. I just don't think it's going to do as well as the last one. Hmm. So, but I think it'll still do well, which I think is why I put it at 10.
Yeah. Nathan? Taylor?
We all have our number 10s in.
No, I don't.
Taylor hasn't.
What's yours?
Oh.
Wait, yours is not Garfield?
No.
She's pissed about Garfield. She's very unhappy.
My number 10 is If. That felt like a good spot to
put. I like that.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's the first good pick you've had all day.
Oh, okay. Let's not get crazy here.
Put Inside Out at number one, just saying.
You put
Don't ape me, all right? I don't want to hear it.
Apes are real. Friends are imaginary.
That's right.
It's time for our dark horses. I want to hear Troy. What are your dark horses? Are we doing
one at once?
Yeah, we can do one at a time in a circle. Troy, how about you start?
Okay, I'm doing it by order of release. The first one is Maxine.
So, okay.
Sound.
Mine is a movie we've not yet mentioned, and I feel like has a chance to shock us.
It's on my dark list as well.
Mine's Borderlands.
Oh, mm-hmm. I almost put that, but so I worked at the video game studio that made that game. And the movie was, people are all hyped about it there, but then, like, the cast came out, everything was kind of release details. It doesn't look good, and people are pretty down on it, I think, in general.
If this was a few years ago, I definitely would not have expected much of this. I just think video game movies are kind of the thing of the moment.
That's true.
Or they're becoming the thing of the moment.
That's true.
And it's got, the marketing kind of, they're kind of trying to evoke Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
That kind of tone, and it comes out in August, just like Guardians did. It has a chance. There's not a lot in August. I can see it happening.
It was on my favorite.
Probably work better as a series, like Fallout. Agreed. And The Last of Us, as opposed to a movie.
Yeah,
that was on my long list of potential dark legs. Or no, nope. Sorry, I just read long legs.
What are you looking at on your phone?
Dark legs. That was on my list of potential dark horses, which was a very long list. So I think I'm going to agree with most of these dark horses across the board.
So, Kev, is Long Legs one of yours?
No.
Okay.
It didn't make the final cut.
How about give us your first one?
My first one, I'll go with, let me make sure I got this right. My first one, I'm going to go with The Strangers, Chapter 1.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that could pull some numbers.
Is that one of yours also, Tim?
I didn't put it in there. I swapped it out for another movie that I put in my Dark Horses. It's similar, but I love The Strangers.
Yeah.
Would venture to say it's my favorite horror film of all time. I'm so amped, and I've heard people talking about it. I think it has potential.
I'm realizing now, I think Taylor heavily influenced this decision on my behalf.
Because yeah.
I think you've talked about that movie a lot, and in my head I was like, people seem really excited about it, and I think she's probably the only person I've talked to about it.
There's a few people in our friend group that also really like it too, so you're probably just a little bit biased by those.
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't have friends. They just shape your mind.
I'll go 10 times and sway those numbers. Please for do. You, Kev.
Bump them up. Not 10, but maybe like 7.
Okay.
Just a dark horse.
It is really one of the like 21st century horror classics. I mean, it gets referenced a lot. It's just one of the ultimate. It's just a flawless horror movie. Start to
absolutely
finish.
Absolutely flawless.
I've never seen it.
Kevin, get ready.
I don't think I'm going to like it. Is there just one?
Yeah. No, there was a second one.
That's what I thought.
And it was not good.
Mm.
Not terrible.
This is another Quiet Place situation.
I think so.
Yeah.
So this is a prequel to The Madness.
Can we find out who Tamara is finally?
I hope so, Troy. Who's Deep Tamara? Cut. You don't know?
I don't know. That's true. I don't know.
That's how it's. They want to know if Tamara's home.
Yeah. I think The Watchers, which is one of my dark horses, that was swapped for The Strangers. It's just getting a little bit more buzz right now. I've seen so many trailers. It looks super good. It's a unique movie as opposed to a sequel. And however much it pains me, that's my dark horse instead of The Strangers.
Is that Anya Taylor-Joy is the star of that one or no?
No, it's Dakota Fanning.
Oh, okay.
Dakota?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah, it's a really cool premise.
I like the Fannings quite a bit. Both of them.
Rounded out with dark horses. I had Trap, which has already been talked about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My second dark horse is If. I think it's one of the kids. I was like, I can't put all these kids' movies in the top 10.
Yeah.
I have one of them as a dark horse.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah? You got it as a dark horse?
Yeah, that is also my next one.
Okay.
If. I think it's the worst movie title of the summer.
Yeah.
But I will say, as someone who co-hosts a podcast with his imaginary friend, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I'm not.
You're about to be outed.
Troy, what's your second dark horse?
The movie Long Legs.
You sent me a... Yeah, I'm very excited for that. There's So many horror movies that I'm very excited for this summer. There's that one.
This one looks wild, and the trailer looks really scary. Like,
yeah.
It's really intense.
The trailer is great. That, and I think I saw the TV Glow, are like the two horror movies I'm most excited to see. And I can't wait, but I didn't put either of them on my Dark Horse list.
Those are both movies that are like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many people know.
I don't think a lot of people know.
Yeah.
I think. But if you're a horror fan... It's a really good summer.
Spooky summer.
My next dark horse, I went a little out of order. The Watchers is actually my final dark horse. My first one is Horizon and an American Saga.
I wish I would have had this on my radar.
Part one or two.
Part one, actually. Chapter one. Excuse you. I was just thinking about the older generations. I think they need a movie, and I think that's their movie.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you, Kevin, for
your approval. Blind clocks right twice a day.
Because anyone says, like, the Old West and Kevin Costner, I immediately think of
Nancy's. My dad, whenever anybody says Kevin Costner and the West, my dad just shoots out of his chair and immediately heads to a movie
theater. Puts up his bullhorns.
Yeah.
Says Tatanka.
Mows his lawn and then goes straight to the movie theater. Just dad's written all over it. And they... are going to be calling their friends and telling them about it, I bet.
What else this summer? What is Dad's next pick this summer? I don't know.
Twisters.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Twisters is a dad's
Maxine.
I'll give you $100 if my dad has even heard of Maxine.
Little something for daddy.
Something for daddy. Something for daddy.
I think my thought on that is my next dark horse.
Let's hear it.
What is it?
Alien. Yeah. Romulus.
Yeah. That's also my last dark horse.
That feels like a little...
Mine too. That's my last dark horse too.
Yeah. I didn't know how confident to be in Aliens, so...
Same.
Didn't make my list. Just my dark horse list.
Mm-hmm.
My third dark horse is, we've not yet said this, oftentimes we really overlook... a movie that's aimed squarely at a female audience, like Where the Crawdads Sing was a pretty big hit a couple years ago. Girls Trip, a few years before that, was a huge hit. Mm-hmm. There's a movie called It Ends With Us, which is based on a Colleen Hoover book that comes out in August, and I think it has a chance of being a pretty good... It's a book club hit. Like, there's a lot of these movies that, whether it's on Oprah's book club or Reese Witherspoon's book club, there's girls outings and moms outings, and they just go see these movies.
Yeah.
They're excited to see them in a theater. And I think it has a chance at just squeaking in there. But it ends with us.
That's surprising because I feel like the Fall Guy's going to take all of that crowd.
Yeah, for sure. They're going to like that.
It's a romance movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also it's an action movie. I mean, I think there's something about a movie that is just like specifically aimed at women.
Yeah.
There's... these kinds of movies that have popped up in summers past, they go unnoticed until they come out. And then everyone's like, oh shit, The Crawdads is a hit movie.
So I have a one that nobody has mentioned so far that I think is both good for that crowd and good for the dad crowd and has a decent release date. And I'm very surprised it didn't come up on anyone's list or dark horses. The Bike Riders.
That was my third dark horse.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my third dark horse.
I was struggling with that because I was like, I don't know how good the word of mouth is or the marketing is going to be. But I think, like, parents will like that. Our age will like that. I think it's got a pretty wide audience draw. So
there's something weird about it. Wasn't it released and then pulled? Something like that?
It was... So it premiered at film festivals last year. Was supposed to come out in the fall. And because of the strikes, I think it got pushed. Also was then, like, dropped and then reacquired by a different distributor. There's a whole, like... It's been a long history with it. But Austin Butler. I mean, talk about... He might be on that.
He could
that
be, Mount Rushmore. Yeah, right. You're right. You're right.
And Tom Hardy.
Yeah, it's got a great cast. It's got a great cast. It looks, not too...
Is it like crazy. A Brokeback storyline?
It's about like motorcycle riders.
Yeah.
Not a euphemism. And
Bernie Hogs, Hog Riders.
I'm not sure. I don't know. not Hog Riders.
What's the movie?
Wild Hogs.
I was thinking Wild Hogs meets.
I don't know you're familiar with my work.
Jesus Christ. There's a lot of movies we haven't touched on. Are all of our dark horses, they all been mentioned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me say one that no one has talked about. There's a The Crow remake.
That looks like such trash.
That's,
I looked that up. It's got a
death curse.
Yeah.
Cuckoo.
The Hunter Schafer movie.
Yeah, that one looks really exciting, too.
Is that coming out in the summer?
Yeah, it's August 9th.
Oh, too late for me. I don't even look at the August ones.
Nobody said Fly Me to the Moon with Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson.
I had not heard of that one either until I looked at these movies today. It was like, so many movies are not on my radar.
This looks too serious for summer. Too serious for summer.
We want spooky or silly. We don't want anything in between.
Or kids in cartoons.
Yeah.
Speaking of spooky and silly, I'm surprised that Kinds of Kindness didn't make your list, Kevin.
Yeah.
These movies don't make money, and I don't think it came up in my one article I looked at. Most anticipated movies of the summer. Why did nobody else put that on their list then? When's that released? June? What the hell? Yeah, I would have put that as a dark horse at the very least. But
I'm also surprised when looking at the films that Beetlejuice wasn't coming out in the summer. They have it coming out September 6th, the week after Labor Day.
Yeah, it moved, I think.
Yeah, I'm surprised. That would have been a good contender for a summer movie.
How much money did...
$30 million. Poor Things.
Made $30 million? Yeah, exactly. The good stuff just doesn't make money. You know? It's that mediocre swill that the masses like to drink.
Speaking of which, Harold and the Purple Crayon...
I've never been angrier in
my life. That looks ridiculous.
I've never been angrier in my life. As a kid who fucking loved those books, seeing that man in that trailer made me want to rip my fucking head off. I'd never go see a movie.
I was going to put it in as a joke. Fucking hate that guy.
What are we talking about?
Zachary Levi, the star of the Shazam movies and
other terrible things. Movies.
He's in it's Harold and the Purple Crayon, which is based on kids'
a books. Novel.
Right. And the Shazam movies are...
Those are DC movies, but it's just that same guy.
Okay.
We'll have a picture pulled up. Bill, are you now more or less interested in seeing this?
Who played Chuck on TV? The TV, he was Chuck on TV's Chuck.
Is the premise of this that he draws everything?
No, the premise of The Purple Crayon, which is a great premise, is you can draw anything and it will like come to life and be real. Harold is a child, a baby in the book. He's a little bald baby boy.
This is a grown man.
And this is for some fucking reason, they said, let's get Sean Levy. No.
Zachary Levi. Are they going to do a Shazam type thing where he pretends to be a little bald baby boy?
I'm so...
Maybe that friend they chose him.
I'm incensed.
They're like, that guy knows how to be a child.
Is it a horror movie? Because look at the things he's drawing.
Yeah, it's so dumb. That's the thing. It's so dumb.
Well, also, there's something going on with that actor, too, that like they took him off the press junket to promote the film because he was like saying crazy stuff.
He's a dickhead. He's a giant dickhead. He's a terrible actor. To be fair, Shazam movies weren't... Well, the first one was fine. Everything else he's done is garbage. This looks like garbage, and I'm upset that it's taking up our time.
I'm honestly offended by it, and I don't even know the Purple Crayon stuff, but this is just
honestly
trash.
The Purple Crayon book, to this day, I love that book. Like, just such a cool idea.
They look pretty similar.
That's what I don't understand. Like, who... And he just his whole appearance is so overly manicured, it drives me insane. Don't get me started.
Don't get me started.
Don't even get me started.
So cute.
Yeah, he's an adorable baby. And it's like he draws like a silly little airplane. It's not like a fucking fighter jet.
Maybe you'll go see it and be surprised.
I'm not going to see that movie. I will never watch that
movie. Do things changing, does that upset you?
No, bad decisions and poor casting upsets me.
Here's the thing. How did you feel about the guy in you? He's going crazy.
Oh, he's fired up. We got Harold and the Purple Crayon movie. My red guy just burst into flames.
Those levers are at 100.
They have to chain him down because he's trying to kill all the other emotions, so it's just anger.
That's funny. I'm going to go see it now.
I toyed with Garfield and my dark horses, but...
Nathan Scoff?
No.
Kept playing in your head?
No, it's not that. It's just that.
I think it might have been.
How big of a scoff was it?
Yeah, could you?
He literally was like, just like that. He did it just then. That's exactly what you did. Your head moves.
I thought it was so much more offensive. But that seems pretty innocuous, I think. But
yeah. Like when you said apes, and he was like,
yeah. Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Very insulting, actually.
It's like a little gremlin just having a snack in
you
the corner.
You should be more considerate.
That's exactly right.
You should be more considerate about your reactions because they hurt people's feelings.
Something we didn't talk about, Tarot, another spooky movie.
Not on my
radar. That's soon, right?
Both? Yeah, it's terrible.
Tarot, like tarot cards.
Oh, I know.
May 3rd. It looks like they're doing some really cool stuff in maybe the Chinese theater.
Yeah.
I don't actually know. Somewhere in LA, they have like a theater where you go in and you walk up to the movie and there's like different tarot cards that you look at and people jump out at you.
Ooh.
I don't know. It looks really cool. I think they're doing some cool marketing stuff. But
that's fun.
Another spooky movie.
I'm in to see all the spookies.
Before we wrap up, I'd love to do another little pre-mortem in which we try to guess what's something that we did not predict on our own list, but that we could see in a few months saying, yeah, that makes sense.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Despicable Me. Wild oversight.
That is a great thought, Bill.
Yeah. I'm going to pay for that one.
I just got to say, I mean this wholeheartedly. I want you to win more than I want me to win, Bill. Because your list is my premortems. You're doing the things that I wanted to do. I think it would be incredible if you just left off one of the biggest movies of the summer and still somehow won. I think that is that's real funny.
It's gonna take some luck, some work.
Well, that could.
But I really appreciate you saying that.
What was that number 10?
It gives me hope for my list still.
What was your 10, Bill?
Maxine.
See, if that happens,
I'd be so happy.
I think I had the Kevin Costner one at like 6 or 7.
Yes. That might be key. You're the only one that put it on your actual list, I think.
I wish I would have had that on my radar, because it would have been on my list, probably. I wish I would have had Kinds of Kindness on my radar, because I would have put it as a dark horse. Just because coming out of Poor Things, I think Yorgos has more momentum than he's ever had. Emma Stone might be on that mountain as well, because she's been killing the game. And Willy Dafoe, everyone loves.
If, at the end of the summer, it turns out you were very wrong about the apes, Kevin.
Yeah.
Will you own up to that mistake, or will you...
I literally, before I told you my number 2 pick, I said, this is a mistake, and I'd like to change it. Can we restart? I've owned up to it being a mistake already. The only potential upside for me is that it fucking blows up and crushes it, and it ends up at number 2, and I'm going to be the most exhaustive person you could ever have a conversation with when we record next.
You have
I'm going to come in dressed fully as an ape in full prosthetic makeup, and I'm just the whole time going to go,
oh,
ah! Oh
my gosh.
That's all you're going to get out of me if it reaches number 2.
But they do speak English.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I've only seen the first one. Something you do have going for you with the apes, you're talking about marketing and all those fun things. I saw a video today, of the beach. Yeah. Was it from you? Did you send that?
No.
Well, I saw it, and there's, like, people riding horses on the beach dressed in full monkey costumes.
Yeah.
And it looks awesome. And
see? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. People love apes on horses.
I saw another promo where they had a movie theater, and, like, the hallway, like, outside the theater was all, like, set from the movie.
Ugh, sign me up.
I don't know if anyone saw that.
I'm going to see it a lot, because I need to bump the numbers up.
If it's a hit and you ride the ape train to a win, finally, after all these years, that is
what a way to do it.
Quite something.
Yeah.
What a way to do it.
Troy, do you have any pre-mortem, something that you could see happening that you did not predict?
I guess one of the kids' films, like Inside Out 2 or Despicable Me 4, comes in at number 1 or number 2, I would be very surprised. I just feel like it's hard to predict. Each year we go in thinking of what movie's going to get it, and we always get, like, spun around on our butts, like something else has. Or for the reason something else happens. So
yeah.
I figured to see how it was going to play out.
Speaking of that, I can already hear myself saying in 4 months that a tornado tore through our lists.
I really think Twisters is going to be a fun one to watch. Yeah. Like, that opening weekend is... From a distance. Safe distance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very intrigued just to see what it does opening weekend.
I'm going to look for a 4D theater seat, and honestly.
Troy, I would love to do that. If you find one nearby, I'll...
I'll video and tape myself the whole time.
See, yeah.
Like, how it works out.
I'll fly to wherever you find that, because I would love that.
Yeah, sure. Come.
Taylor?
I feel like I've evaluated all of these like crazy things that could happen, and I feel pretty good about where I put everything at this point. Like, even going through this today, I'm like, yeah, I fucking crushed it this year. I could definitely see Deadpool and Wolverine, coming in first. So that could have been my downfall. I could see your Despicable Me coming in first. That could be a downfall too. I feel pretty good. I got a whole new wave of confidence this year.
Wow. That scoff lit a fire in her.
Does anyone have in their mind their movie picked out if they do win?
Mm-mm. No, I don't think that far ahead. One day at a time, baby.
Yeah, I think I have some in mind.
I've had one picked out for about 3 years now.
Really?
And I'm really hoping for a W one of these years.
You can just ask if we want to watch it with you as well.
No.
Okay.
All right. Needs to be a punishment.
Yeah, that's fair.
I went really hard with Nothing But Trouble, and I don't know what could top that, possibly.
Before we go, if there was only one movie that you could see yourself this year, is there one that stands out? You say, hell yeah, I'm going to that. Other than Harold.
Kinds of Kindness. God, Furiosa, maybe. Yeah. No, Kinds of Kindness.
Mine's Furiosa, for sure. Troy?
Saying Furiosa or Trap. Both look really good.
Inside Out 2 or A Quiet Place.
Wow.
I'm interested.
I can tell.
There's nothing really singing to me, but maybe the Deadpool movie.
You can say the Kevin Costner one if you want to, but
no, I don't know. Seems like a big time commitment.
You gotta see 2 chapters. Yeah.
What if this year's Barbenheimer is Horizon Part 1 and 2 in one day?
That'd be a lot.
First one's just still in theaters. Back to back.
Cowboy hat sales would skyrocket.
Twisters, though, also for me. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I do want to see that one.
It'll be a fun one to go with a group, I think.
Yeah, and we're going to dress as tornadoes and throw popcorn everywhere.
Yeah, that's gonna be a bit for sure.
for more disasters, you can find all of our episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are found.
And if you like what you hear and want to give us money to bet aimlessly and pointlessly on stupid movie wagers, leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. It's the best way to support the show. Or grab some of your very own FFFF merch at fastfoodfilmfriends.com.
You can also find Kevin's spicy takes on Instagram at fastfoodfilmfriends, Twitter at FFFFpodcast, or email us at fastfoodfilmfriends@gmail.com if you have strong opinions about apes or their relationship to humans.
I want to read these emails.
Until next time,
farewell.